All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Sandy Williams is back. Yippee-yay. Is that how it went?
I think so.
you remember that a little bit.
Yeah. Okay. It wasn't Hopalong Cassidy, but it was somebody like that.
But we remember who they were. I was watching one of the movies last night, I think it was, and I told you I'm a Western fan, and I was watching, who was it, man? Who was it? One of my favorite Western guys. But anyway. I digress. The Supreme Court, Sandy, and what is happening with the Supreme Court, not just because of the Roe versus Wade decision, but some other decisions, you know, that they've made recently, and basically leading people to believe that they are going to basically abdicate what other Supreme Courts have been doing and turn things over to states. What are your thoughts about where that's headed, and if that's a good thing or
well,
a bad
well,
thing.
States' rights has always been a thorn in the side of people who want the country to move forward on things like, for instance, civil rights.
Or backwards.
Yeah. States' rights was really a way to preserve something like Jim Crow laws. So states' rights are in some ways fundamental. I mean, it is a way to experiment with things in the states to figure out what works. But it, for instance, never worked for environmental laws because instead of being a race to the cleanest, it was a race to the bottom. And states would avoid regulating putting environmental restrictions on because they wanted to attract industry. And so finally, Nixon, the Republican president, and Congress realized that unless we got a federal law that gave everyone the same rules to play with respect to environmental restrictions across the country, it would be a race to the bottom instead of cleaning things up. So the Clean Water Act and Clean Air Act are passed in 1972. Federal standards are created, and every city can talk about how their urban sewer river is now much cleaner. Milwaukee River.
Yeah, we saw the river cleaned up.
River, prime example. Wisconsin River, prime example. All of that was the result not of Wisconsin clamping down, but of the government setting standards. I represented lots of the paper industry in Wisconsin at that time. They were all happy to do it because they knew their competitors were doing it too. So it was like, okay, we'll do this. In fact, we've always felt badly about these urban sewers, but you know, we didn't want to put ourselves at a competitive disadvantage. So turning stuff over to the states more often than not creates a race to the bottom on things that matter. For instance, minimum wage. If you have the states, and they currently regulate minimum wage, and quite frankly, it hasn't been very successful if you're an advocate for reasonable minimum wages. Wisconsin's minimum wage,
$7.25.
That's not even a living wage. That's less than you give your 15-year-old for an allowance.
That's correct.
I'm not pleased with the trend toward states' rights, and I think it's a total thumbing your nose at the modern America. We've got Cybernet, you know, that we've got an internet process that is clearly too big for any state to get its arms around. So, you know, the Supreme Court's going to have to be very careful, and they aren't being very careful, about what it is that they want to turn back to the states. And what bothers me most about the Supreme Court is they don't seem to have their hand on the pulse of creating continuity and reliability for the people of this country. They just want to shake things up. And many of the members of the Supreme Court are currently the people who are essentially worried about government and against government per se. So that was a large part of the decision, Roe v. Wade, but it was even a bigger part of their decision with respect to the EPA and the EPA's power under the existing statutes to regulate greenhouse gases.
You know, Sandy, the long-term fear is the oldest two justices are now Clarence Thomas, I think he's 71, and the other guy for the Republicans, what is his name?
Scalia?
No. You know the guy I'm talking about, but it'll come. But they're still relatively young guys. This Supreme Court is going to be ruling for a long time to come.
Well, it is. And you know, based on the staggering process of who's in the White House, it's altogether likely that there could be a Republican in the White House in the not-too-distant future who'd be in a position to replace those people. And they're all willful enough, so I would expect them to retire timely so that they could be replaced by a similar ideologue. I just think that we've jumped the tracks. You know, we're off track, and particularly the Supreme Court is off track. This EPA decision is the most troublesome in my mind, because what they basically said is that public agencies can't fill in the blanks that are associated with complex laws, that Congress has to fill in all the blanks for complex laws. So now every law that deals with a complex matter, which is almost every one of them, will have to be encyclopedic in terms of being very wordy and covering every circumstance. We found out with the Affordable Care Act how difficult it was to do that. We also found out with the Affordable Care Act how much that kind of complex litigation, I mean, that kind of complex legislation, results in handing the pen to lobbyists, because the only people who know the complexities enough to write them are the industry representatives themselves. So you end up with, first of all, a paralyzed Congress. They're not going to do much of anything, and they're certainly not going to do anything unless the moneyed interests of this country line up behind it. We've found that out. So I think that starting with Citizens United and now moving to this situation that's been created, the Supreme Court is handing the United States over to lobbyists.
So Sandy, you often hear people talking about the founders, the founding fathers, and all of those things. When you look at some of those early writings and things, the Supreme Court didn't have the superpower that they have now.
I think they did theoretically as soon as they were created and given the powers to essentially rule on the constitutionality of legislation. They had the power, and various times in history they've exercised it. You know, Plessy v. There's a bunch of cases we can look back on and say, yeah, that was a Supreme Court flexing its muscle and doing things to society in a very material way. So I just think we're now awake to it, because it's doing things that are affecting us socially a great deal.
And the worst part about it, Sandy, is we know it's the early stages of this court, and they're aggressive. And that's, to me, that's where the problems lie. They're going to be tinkering around with all sorts of things.
What's next?
Yes.
Yeah.
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 And shocking things, right? And shocking things. Let's go to the phone lines. Who do we have on the line?
Yeah, Tom Connor from Los Angeles.
Hey, Tom. What's going on, man? How you doing?
Good morning, Earl. First off, we the people ultimately are the government. The Republicans are the pro-death or the pro-murder party. And the way we get out of this is to get money out of politics. I wanted to bring up a couple different things. One, when you hear people say thoughts and prayers, I'd love for you to correct them and say register and vote. Because that's the only way we're getting out of this thing, is if everyone gets out and registers and votes. I don't want to hear any more self-fulfilling prophecies from people, pundits, whatever, that the Dems have already lost, all this kind of stuff. Because you know what? We haven't played the game. I'm sick of polls. I'm sick of early polling results. Early returns. It's absolutely not fair. It's a suppression mechanism in this country, and it needs to stop. There's also, just to let you know, bring it to your attention, there's a court case coming up that the Supreme Court just took over. It's Moore versus Harper. The North Carolina state legislature is appealing to implement a congressional map, which was previously struck down by the state courts and replaced with a court order map. It means that the states will have full control over the elections. If they don't want to have an election, they don't have to have an election. So definitely please put that on your radar. Everyone needs to know about Moore versus Harper. It's the next thing that the Supreme Court will do that will kill our democracy.
Hey, Tom, thank you very much for the call. We'll let Sandy respond on the other side. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Sandy Williams is here, and we'll be right back.